Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right, ma'am. So the thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? And the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe you haven't made this order. Am I correct, love?
I haven't made any orders, no.
This means, ma'am, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your details and they are just misusing it and doing this kind of illegal things over the internet. So we have to immediately block them, alright? But first of all, just try to remember, like recently have you shared any kind of personal details to anyone?
No.
Alright. No need to be worried, we are going to help you out. Alright, but first of all, you just put this call on speaker. We are going to generate
okay.
The cancellation code for you. So just put the call on speaker.
Okay, hang on a sec. Yep.
Yeah, and the mobile which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
It's an Apple iPhone 6.
Oh, that's good, that's good. It's an Apple iPhone 6, like it's an iPhone 6?
Yes.
Alright, so you just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen of the phone where you can see the wallpaper.
Yes, I can see all that.
And now you have to open up the App Store. Do you know about the App Store?
Yes.
Yeah, open it up.
Yes.
And once you are onto the App Store, in the right hand side down bottom corner, do you see anything like search with a small magnifying glass search?
Yes, there is, yes.
Yeah, just give a click on search, and do you see a search bar come up? Type it over there, letter A, A as in Alpha, letter yeah, then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then D as in Delta, letter D.
Yeah.
Then E for English, letter E.
Yeah.
And now, do you see any suggestion come up like any desk?
It says any desk or any desk remote desktop.
Just give a click on that, any desk remote desktop. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now, do you see a red color application name, any desk remote desktop? Do you see that?
Yes, it's a giant device.
Yes, you're right, yes. So just give a click on that. And now just give a click on get. Do you see any option get?
Yeah.
Just give a click on get. And now it's downloading or it's asking you for the Apple ID password, love?
Now it's asking me to touch and install.
Yeah, just give a click on install.
Yeah.
And now it's downloading, the circle is loading.
No.
Oh, like do you see it's downloading? Yes, so it's downloading, am I correct?
Oh, no, it's just spinning in circles.
Yes. No, like once you just give a click on get, it is showing you to give a click on install, am I correct?
It says touch ID to install.
Yeah, just press the fingerprint sensor on the phone. In the bottom, do you see the fingerprint sensor? Just press just give a click on that and just allow the touch ID. And now it's downloading.
It's not doing anything.
And now it's still showing you to put the touch ID once again.
Yep.
So just put the finger which you used to unlock the mobile phone. Like I believe you use your thumb.
I don't. I use a password.
Oh, and apart from that touch ID, do you see anything like cancel?
Yes, there's a cancel button.
Just give a click on cancel.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on get or install once again.
Get. Yeah.
And now what is showing it to you?
It's saying any disk, remote desktop, and it's saying our email, and then it's saying touch ID to install.
Oh, just try to give you, so do you remember, like, you use your fingerprint sensor to unlock the mobile phone? Just press your thumb. Just press your thumb in the bottom of the screen, yes.
I didn't use my finger, my daughter did.
Oh, your daughter did it. And apart from this phone, you don't have any other device, like any other iPad or any tablet?
No.
Or any computer or any laptop?
No.
And do you see...
She did the phone before she moved. She moved to Canberra and she did the, set up the phone for us, so we have a PIN number to get into the phone.
Oh, I got it. And apart from this phone, you don't have any other device, am I correct?
No.
Alright, so apart from the touch ID, do you see, it is showing you email?
I do email, yes.
On your mobile phone, you can see touch ID, am I correct?
Yeah, and it says email account as well.
Yeah, just give a click on that email account, just give a click on that. And now what is asking it to you?
It's not doing anything.
And apart from you, anyone is there at your home?
No, just me.
Alright, yeah, I got it. So now what we have to do, ma'am, you can just do one thing. You just try to put your thumb on that fingerprint sensor and just check it is letting you to download it or not. Just put your thumb on that fingerprint sensor.
Says enter password.
Yeah, put your password. Now put your password.
I don't know what it is.
With the password which you used to unlock the mobile phone.
I don't have a password. I've got a PIN number.
No. Yeah, just put that PIN number. Just put that PIN number.
It's not taking it. It says sign into your Apple ID into your password.
All right. Do you remember the Apple ID?
No, she did all that. She set all the phone up.
All right. Do you see any option over there that, forgot password?
It's just got a little question mark or something.
And just beneath that, do you see anything like forgot password?
No, it just says sign in. Oh, here we go.
Just give a click on that. And now what is showing it to you?
It says new Apple ID password.
Yeah, put your password over there. Just put the password. You just do one thing. You just be handy with a pen and paper. I'm going to provide you a new password.
Okay.
It is for generating the cancellation code. Like, we are providing you the password, so you can use this password in the future to access your mobile phone. All right, it's a secure password. Do you got it? All right. So just type it over there. Letter A. A will be in the capital letter. Letter A. A as an apple. Letter A. A will be in the capital. All right.
Hang on, it's going back to something else now. The phone.
Try to do it.
It's saying remote desktop. It's gone back to the get section.
Yeah, just give a click on get.
It doesn't want to play the game.
Sorry?
Yeah, no. It's not working. Nothing's working. The phone's froze up.
What up?
The phone's frozen. I don't get very good reception where I live.
Oh, my goodness.
The screen's not working at all.
Alright, so what we have to do, ma'am, right now, we have that amount which those hackers have tried to charge. And they have charged, 3 to 4 times. Alright. So, at the moment, we have to offline register yourself for the cancellation procedure. So, I believe you use email on this phone sometimes?
Yes, I do.
Alright. So, ma'am, apart from this email, I believe you do online banking on this phone. Am I correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, how do you, regularly you check your bank statements? Like, we can see those hackers have tried to buy this gift card 3 to 4 times. So, you can just go and check right now. Like, do you see any suspicious transaction over there or not? Just go and check.
Okay, I'll go and have a look now. Hang on.
And you are checking it on this mobile phone?
Yes, while I'm talking to you.
And just confirm me, ma'am, what is the closing balance you can see? Because we have to refund you back that amount. So just confirm me what is the closing balance you can see over there.
Okay, hang on a second.
And which banks you deals with, ma'am? Like, we can see, like, those hackers are...
ANZ.
You deals with the ANZ. All right.
Yeah.
So just log into your ANZ and confirm me what is the closing balance you can see.
Okay, one is just over 300.
And apart from, you have more than one account, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so just confirm me the next one. One is more than 300. First one is more than 300.
Yeah, and the other one is just over 58.
Sorry, your voice is breaking up. Can you please repeat it?
The other one is just over 58.
And next one?
That's it. I've only got the two accounts.
You have only got the two accounts. Am I correct?
Yep. Yep.
All right. And do you have any kind? And do you have credit? Do you have any kind of credit cards with you, from the ANZ?
No. No.
All right, I got it. And on the first account, you have $300. Am I correct?
Yeah, just over. Yep.
All right. So what we have to do, ma'am, right now, we have to secure. Like, we have to refund you back that account. Like that amount, that $500, we have to refund you back. So I believe you have got the debit card with you of that account.
Yes.
Which is connected with. All right. So this be handled.
So which account did they take money out of?
They are trying to do it from this $300 account. All right. So apart from this ANZ, you have any other bank?
No, just ANZ.
All right, you have all, so you just do one thing, ma'am. You just be handy with your debit card.
Yep.
Just be handy with your debit card and just work. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, once you got your debit card, do let me know. All right.
Yeah, I've got it.
All right, just wait. Let me have a talk with my senior technician about your matter so that how can we could refund you back that amount. Just wait.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Have you got that, and the card which you're, like, you have got right now, it's belong to that account which is having 300 available balance, am I correct?
Yes.
All right. So, ma'am, right now what we are going to do, we are going to refund you back that amount on this account, all right. So, ma'am, you just confirm me your full name.
Yes, I'm Selena Mary Tuff.
Just spell it to me, ma'am.
S-E-L-I-N-A.
I-N-A. Selena? S-E-L-I-N-A.
Yep.
S-E-L-I-N-A. Selena?
Yes.
Then?
Tough.
T-O-U-G-H.
Yes.
All right. And now, ma'am, just confirm me your full address. We will send you a written thing about this whole matter. We will send you by post. So just confirm me your full address.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that, Dom.
Sorry?
I'm not giving out my details on the phone.
All right. that, you don't have to, ma'am, I'm not asking any kind of details to you. We are just trying to refund you back that amount. All right, so
yes.
No need to be worried about that. So just confirm me the full address, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me that.
Oh, 51 Canal Street.
Canal Street, C-A-N-A-L?
Double N-A-L.
C-A-N-N-A-L?
C-H-I-N-N-A-L.
Just tell me slowly, slowly, and just spell it to me, ma'am. C?
Yes.
C-H?
I-N?
A-N?
N-A-L.
Uh-huh.
Street?
Channel Street, then?
Yep. Russell then. Island.
Sorry?
Russell Island.
Just spell it to me, ma'am.
R-U.
R-U.
S-S.
F-S.
E-L-L.
It's Russell Island, R-U-S-S-E-L.
Yes.
R-U-S-S-E-L. Russell Island. Then?
That's it.
And what's the postcode?
4184.
4184. Alright. And now, ma'am, you just be handy with your card. Alright, we are going to refund you back that amount on this card. So, ma'am, and, so, ma'am, just confirm me the, do you see on the card number it is written the 16-digit number over there?
Yep.
Yeah, just verify me that number so that I can refund you back that amount on that.
No, I'm not doing that, Joe. I'm not giving you my bank details over the phone.
Alright, let me explain it to you, ma'am. I'm not asking any kind of personal details to you, ma'am. Your phone is not working, so we are just simply helping you out to refund you back that amount. Alright. So don't need to be worried. Nobody is going to take anything from you. We are trying to refund you back $500, which has been...
Yeah, no, I'm not giving out my bank details on the phone.
Alright, you don't have to give anything. Alright, you just wait. I'm calling you once again. Just wait.